I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States has blacklisted 24 Russian cyber actors for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and other malicious cyber attacks. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctions targeted the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Organization, and 13 Russians already indicted by U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller in his investigation of Moscow's meddling in the election and the Internet Research Agency, the St. Petersburg Company, that sought to sow discord in the U.S. election with fake stories and commentary about controversial American issues. The British Prime Minister said it's right for the United Kingdom's government to react in a robust way in response to the poisoning of a former Russian intelligence agent last week. Prime Minister Theresa May also thanked key allies for their solidarity.
Allies are standing alongside us and saying this is part of a pattern of activity that we have seen from Russia in their interference, their disruption that they have perpetrated across a number of countries in Europe. This happened in the UK, but it could have happened anywhere, and we take a united stance against it.
Former Russian intelligence officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter are in critical condition in a British hospital after a suspected nerve agent attack that has brought Russian-British relations to a post-Cold War low. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said thousands of civilians fled the rebel-held area of eastern Ghouta town of Hamarea Thursday as the Syrian army continued to make inroads into the last major stronghold in the area. This is VOA News. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likened Iran's supreme leader to